all kinds of different ways to enjoy TIFF. And the folks at the Bell Lightbox and they always find amazing ways to get you to wrap your head around different film, different filmmakers, actors, and with a great series of shows as well, the tie-in between music and film and how that all goes together. We want to talk about Soundtrack Sundays for a second. And Taya Kasahara is in with the gang this morning. How are you? Welcome.
Hi, thank you so much.
Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
How to even sum up Taya's resume here?
Okay, well, first of all, Taya, you tell us what your involvement with TIFF is and what people can look forward to if they come to the Lightbox on the 25th this weekend to see you perform and actually talk to you, too.
Wonderful, yeah. So next week, between 3 and 5 on Sunday, the 25th, I'll be performing some arias that are in my repertoire right now, one of them being Der Hölle Rache, Hell's Revenge, from Mozart's The Magic Flute, which is from a film that Ingmar Bergman actually made in 1975.
And it's part of the soundtrack for the film from 1975?
Exactly. So this film was actually a stage adaptation that he made into a film. So you see the whole opera with all of the arias, the duets, the ensembles.
And then talk to me about how people can come and talk to you after the show as well. Is it about the film? Is it about everything to do with you? Is it a mix of all those things?
I think it'll be a mix, yeah. Well, there will be someone interviewing me, kind of
like a moderator of
exactly,
sorts,
moderating
yeah.
Moderating the conversation and moderating questions. So it'll be a casual experience to just have a conversation.
Which is rare and very cool to be able to have complete access to someone after they have finished performing. Let's talk about the ties between music and movies and how powerful that is.
Definitely. I think whenever we see something so large and cinematic, to be moved on a subconscious level with music, you know, we don't really take into consideration consciously how that affects us and how that moves us emotionally with whatever we're seeing. So to have that capacity of music be able to evoke something within ourselves is really quite powerful and amazing.
And it's probably too, you know, if you see a movie and you're not sure why you didn't love it, it could be in part because the soundtrack didn't quite match the film. You know, you don't even realize how important that part of the movie making is. What I love, too, about all that's going on at TIFF this weekend is the opportunity to hear you perform and to be in conversation with you is free.
Yeah, it's great.
You don't even need a ticket.
No ticket, just show up.
That's amazing.
I think that's amazing, amazing. So tell us once again on Sunday what someone can expect when they come to see you perform. What will they get in return?
Well, basically you just show up. It'll be happening right there in the atrium on ground level, and they'll have some nice casual seating so people can actually enjoy the experience and lounge, maybe grab a drink, grab some food.
Is that odd as a performer to be in the middle of the, because one moment you're in the middle of this very powerful aria and somebody in the front row goes up to grab a coffee?
Or, you know, munching on popcorn.
Right? Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. You know, I'm getting used to it for sure. I was at the ROM a few weeks ago for their Friday Night Live, and people were eating and chatting and drinking as I was performing as well. So I'm getting used to it for sure, and it's definitely different than being on a stage when the lights are so bright in your face and you can't see anything. But it's also great just to see their faces and how they're reacting to the performance, to the music. You know, and that's, I think, something special that Ingmar Bergman also wanted to depict in his film, too. The Magic Flute, yeah.
Yeah, it sounds very cool and different. And you know what? You're going to be in the city anyway, walking around and maybe looking at the lights and enjoying a little Christmas shopping. How cool is it that in the middle of your afternoon, you grab a hot drink and you walk into the atrium and enjoy your performance? That's awesome.
Yeah, thank you so much.
For people who want to perhaps study up on their Taya Kasahara before they go this weekend, where do they find you online?
I'm online, TayaKasahara.com, or you can follow me at Taya Kasahara.
That's not hard to do at all. And for information on this weekend and all of the programs going on, especially the whole retrospective that's going on with Ingmar Bergman right now as well, you can go to tiff.net and get info there. Taya, thanks for coming over this morning.
Thanks for having me.
It's good to see you.